Jeff, in studio right now with us today from the city of Coffeyville, we have City Manager Mark Hall. Good morning, Mr. Hall. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Well, as we said just before you came on, looks like you got a busy commission meeting tonight. So let's go ahead and get on with it right now. It's a lot of new business happening tonight and a lot of consent agendas, too.
Yes. Of course, on the consent agenda, this is kind of in-house housekeeping is where we address our vouchers, payment for bills that we have. And like Commissioner Van Oster said before, these numbers are kind of high, but that's because of our electric. And electric utility costs are very costly. It has a $56 million budget. A year, so it's nothing to be alarmed, but they'll go through vouchers. The commission will, for their consideration for approval, and then we'll move on to the regular agenda items. There's a census proclamation, and that's just informing the public that the census is coming in 2020. This is some cities do across the country, preparing the public that they want a good count. So
obviously, I mean, having a good count is crucial to get funding for a certain area. So we need that correct count. So if you're here, you need to do that census so we can get the correct funding for this area, correct?
You bet. And that is. The next is we have some awards. There's fire personnel and police that would be receiving a Water Rescue and Life Saving Award, and that will be presented to the commission. And then we have the swearing in of Officer Michael Burrows to the Coffeyville Police Department.
There we go. Brand new officer being sworn in. So congratulations to Officer Burrows.
Yeah, protect and serve and making the community safe.
Absolutely.
We move on. There's not any old business, but I guess this is where the fun begins. So I'll go through so it doesn't take so long, but we have a lot of new business. First item up is Resolution 68. And this is a next generation 911 agreement with Nowata County, Oklahoma. And what it is our dispatcher communication center through the police department is reached out. They had a need for assistance on 911 calls, and for consideration by the city commission, we would do that service for them. So it's a good community-minded local governments talking with each other and working together to help somebody's in need.
And that's always a good thing, when, especially working across state lines. That's always a great thing. So
yes, and I want to all staff, our director Chad, and then police chief Quinn. They've worked, and there's a whole entire group that have worked closely together to get that done. And then we move on. It's a Resolution 69, and it's for a boiler feed pump, and of course that's electric. Roughly, it's about a $98,000 part, and like I said, that the electric, those parts are expensive and they're big. Next, we move on, and it's another electric component, and this is for SCADA upgrades to the system, and that'll be about $44,000. It is one of those, the commission is presented. These are things that we need to do to run the electric. And then we move on to, it's a Resolution 71 that would be for project engineering. It's called the Highland Road Reconstruction Project. And we're having problems with the Highland Road from First Street to Fairway. And this would be the engineering for that reconstruction. And then we move on to 72. And this is we are in a Safe Routes to School project. It is asking and getting approval from KDOT for some different additional funds for that project. We ran into basically a lot of trees that were in the right-of-way that had to be removed so we could put the sidewalks in. And I'm not doing justice what all went into it.
Right.
Keeping it short.
Right.
And it is working with KDOT for that Safe Routes to School project is for additional funding because of those things we didn't foresee.
Right.
And then we move on. We're at 73.
We're flipping the page.
73. And I apologize, folks, for going so fast, but we just wanted to get through this.
Kind of get the highlights, you know.
Yes. This is an approval lease agreement with a city-owned asphalt lot. And this is a great thing. And I want to just take a little moment. Over in the old Walmart, over on the east side of town, there's the old Walmart parking lot. And that parking lot is not for public parking, but it is a parking lot.
Right.
For the turnaround for CVR, they would like to utilize that parking lot. And I really want to thank CVR for this. Is they have and staff had worked together and had come up with a nifty thing for the commission to look at and consider. Is instead of payment, they would donate a playground.
Oh, very cool.
So it is, and I can't say enough about CVR and appreciate their work with staff and doing something that is something for the youth.
Right.
And something to give to the community. And they were gracious enough, and this, you know, exceeds what just to rent a little parking lot. Exceeds that amount, and they are such a great group, and we appreciate them. And so hopefully everything, we'll get that done, and then we move on to a CVR discussion. And this is just, you know, the city commission reaching out and saying that in the future, should there be an expansion project, that the city is willing to work, and there would be a lot involved in that. And so that's the CVR discussion. There's a resolution number 74 we're up to, and that is our fee schedule for 2020. This is housekeeping. This is where we just, the commission considers and approves the fees for the next coming year. And then we have, it's 75, it's a resolution approving the lump sum fiscal performance payment. And best way to describe that is this year, this 2019 is spending reinventing the city of Coffeyville. And I say that's us, not the entire city.
Right.
I sometimes get that confused when I say city. Departments and department heads, employees have been working on ways throughout the year to cut costs, which translates to the taxpayers. It is one of those that it didn't just stop with the general fund, which is the bulk of departments. It is the enterprise funds, which are the utilities. All came up with ideas of cost savings, and it will continue. The thing is with that, there was many going into this year, raises were not contemplated. It is one of those that, based on the performance, and it exceeded what we tried to do, that the city commission would consider a lump sum payment both to union and to non-union. And that would be that it is shared, that a small fraction of the total savings would be given to employees that were not going to receive anything. And so it's a good thing. It's a good thing for the public, but it is one of those. We will continue to do that in 2020 and beyond. And they're truly have the public in mind. It is, they went in with no guarantee and sit there and said, let's prove it. And of course, it takes a year to do that. So
absolutely.
And then, of course, the last item is the city manager's report. And I will just, I want to thank the citizens. Bear them with us. We've done a lot of changing this year. There's a lot of projects. We had a lot of rain, had a lot of river rising. But the staff truly wants to make Coffeyville the best it can be, and Coffeyville deserves to be the best.
Absolutely. And where is the meeting, and what time is it tonight?
It's at City Hall. It's at 6:30. If you need assistance, if it'll go to the east side, there's a ramp that'll go down to a single door. If you'll go through that door and go in and just around just a little corner to your right, you'll see the elevators. And if you'll take that up to the second floor, the commission room's there. We'd love to see you. Stop in. There's always good and there's always bad, but we can't get better unless we hear from you.
Absolutely. So again, that's at 6:30 tonight at City Hall, the Coffeyville City Commission. So be sure to get there. And again, that is going to be 6:30 tonight at City Hall. Mr. Hall, I appreciate you coming in today and sharing what's going to happen at the meeting tonight.
It's always great to be here.
All right. Thank you very much. It's time to hit Fox News right now.
All righty. Thank you.